Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Rude Boys Gamecast. I'm Sherm.
I'm Tom.
And we've got a wonderful podcast for you. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, baby! Last Jedi hype. Ooh! Get on that Star Wars train, because we got that Star Wars hype. And the conductors here, the Rude Boys, are going to take you to Star Wars Town, because we're going to talk about Star Wars. Choo-choo. If you didn't figure it out.
Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Chewbacca. Ugh. God. You don't like that?
Who's in your mouth?
In my mouth? Oh, man. Let me tell you. What I got in my mouth is a wonderful peppermint mocha from this little Irish joint called McDonald's. And to ride that Irish train all the way to Irish Town, I've got not Bailey's. I've got Molly's Irish Cream because this liquor store didn't have a big bottle of Bailey's I could buy. That's a lot of bees right there.
Yeah.
Big bottle of Bailey's.
That was a story that no one needed.
Well, anyway, there's booze in here. Who's in your mouth?
I got our good old buddy Miller High Life.
High Life.
You know, nice and easy on a nice snowy day.
That's true, man. Yeah. Hope all the Rude Nation is staying nice and warm. I'm sure the snow will be gone by the time this podcast comes out. But, yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll increase. I don't
there's
know.
There's no snow.
Stay warm. All right. Yeah. Stay warm regardless because it's going to be a real blustery winter, everybody. Who was in your mouth, Tom? Let's talk about that. Not right now. Oh. You're looking at the thing right now.
Yeah.
Who was in your mouth? Oh, that sounded pretty good.
I had this lovely little lady named Molly in my mouth.
Okay, very good.
She's a Irish lass.
Right, okay. I was just talking about that. That's fine. But tasty. Who was it mixed with? What was
That's
what I want to talk about.
This from this little shop called 7-Eleven, and it was the Oreo chocolate mint hot chocolate. It was tasty.
It smelled good, too.
It did.
I can't lie about that.
I took a whiff of it.
I brought it up to my nose and I did a little sniffy. That smelled real good.
That's horrifying. Don't ever do that again.
I'm going to do that all the time now. That is the now Rude Boys call right there.
No, it's not.
You were going to clink it up?
Clink it up? Do?
Come on, man. Clink it up.
That's more of a clink and a thud.
I was about to say, because I'm still drinking out of this coffee cup.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit it, buddy.
Blitzkrieg news, man. We got some Blitzkrieg news, baby. We got Matt Hardy is woken. Can't say the B word.
Right.
Which is pretty huge because
yes,
people have just been clamoring for this.
Sure,
and wanting it, and just because of legal issues we don't know the story behind.
Right.
But this is going to be WWE's version of that character, and
we're not allowed to legally say.
It's going to be very, very cool to see, especially since they have him paired up with Bray Wyatt.
Right, which I know when he was running like on the indies or on other promotions, it was a lot of similarities between those characters, because they were almost like, I mean, one was like a spooky cult leader, and one was just like a wacky cult leader, but like what Matt Hardy was able to get done is he had like a lot of creative control with his character and what he did, and the stuff that he put out on different promotions or whatever. Like, we saw him in Jamaica.
Yes.
Wrestling like Team 3D and two other local tag teams.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just the buzz that his character got, because what he would do is he would do just these absurd things. Like, they would have episodes of Impact Wrestling dedicated completely to this storyline, and you know, you don't really see that anymore. And I mean, let's think about it, guys. Like, wrestling is athleticism, absolutely, but it's also entertainment. And if you can combine the two, and the way like Matt Hardy has done, that's pretty fucking awesome. And now that it's going to be on the WWE screen with a way bigger audience, regardless of what people think, people think.
Can you imagine a 3-hour episode at the Hardy compound of just all tag teams?
I just want to see the Lake reincarnation.
Oh.
they did this one bit where Jeff Hardy, Matt's real-life brother, obviously, he was a character called Brother Nero, and he was just basically like a wild Jeff Hardy. Wilder, I guess. He got stabbed in a match. Like, not legitimately, but, you know, storyline, kayfabe, legitimately. Matt Hardy brought him to the Lake of Reincarnation, which is just this lake they have on this farmland they own. And he, like, submerged him like a fucking christening. He comes back as, like, an older version of Jeff Hardy. Like, not the same character, not the same gimmick.
Right.
So like that would be awesome. Like to have like what if he wants to like reincarnate Kane, and he comes out as like a dentist or something, and he's just like, no, not you, and then he dumps him, and then comes back as like a demon Kane. You know what I mean? Like,
God.
There's so many opportunities. Or Bray Wyatt comes out as Husky Harris or something like that. You know what I mean?
God, that would be fantastic.
Like this needs to be absolutely tongue in cheek. And on Monday Night Raw, when they did his debut vignette, it was he was paired off with Bray Wyatt, who we're supposed to take as like this nice, serious cult leader guy, and you had him against Matt Hardy, who's just talking absolute nonsense, but the fans are loving it because it's like, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
And I hope they do something with this, and that's it. Like, I hope they don't squander this opportunity.
It really seems all the good stuff happens on Raw when I decide to fall asleep early. Oh, yeah.
Well, again, it was on YouTube, and it was trending worldwide.
Right.
Like, and that's the buzzword, absolutely, but, like, it legitimately was. Like, it got, that's like, awesome. A million views in no time. It was, like, number 37 trending, which is, like, wrestling videos don't trend unless someone gets hurt or a celebrity shows up. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. We got high hopes for Woken Matt Hardy. What else we got, Tommy?
We also have Gazillion Studios shutting its doors. This hurts me because, you know, I have delved into, like, the PC gaming now and whatnot, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to play Marvel Heroes. And I'm like, and I read, closing our doors December 31st. I was like, I'm not playing Marvel Heroes. Yeah. Never mind.
It's a shame. Like they that was their way of getting into, it wasn't MMO, but it was like a arena battler or something like that. It was like a Diablo online
game. Did EA touch this?
I just want
to make sure.
I think it was more or less just straight up Gazillion partnering up with whatever remnants of Marvel Studios there were. If it was through Disney, I don't know.
Okay.
But no, it's a shame again because Rude Boys never want to see any business close down or whatever like that. Wall Street Bangers especially, but it almost seems it's unfortunate. Every episode we're talking about is another game company shuttering its doors, firing people. But, I mean, it's the business, man. It's the shitty environment that video game companies are putting themselves into. But, whatever. Hey, how about some good video game news? We got anything?
We have a new Mega Man game coming out. I am sold within the first 5 seconds of that trailer.
This has been... what we're talking about is Mega Man 11. They did a 30th anniversary live stream last Monday, or I'd give you the date if I remembered it, but I don't. And they revealed a couple things. They're going to re-release the Mega Man X games, which I'm super hype about because I love Mega Man X. I've actually played and beaten more Mega Man X games than regular Mega Man games. And to be fair, I've beaten more Battle Network games than that. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. What is here, though, or what will be here, is Mega Man 11. The last Mega Man game numbered in that little series was, I think, 2010 with Mega Man 10.
Okay.
So this has been 7 years. Blah, blah, blah. Seven years without a proper Mega Man game, and here we are. And it's 2D, it's old school Mega Man sliding around, rushes in it, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'm definitely stoked. I mean,
it's coming out for everything, so don't worry, except PS3.
Dick.
Okay.
Anyway, we also have Game Awards. Now, I personally am horrible. I had no clue that this was airing.
Right.
Until my co-host here told me.
So I think it's like the third or fourth annual Game Awards. It was hosted by Jeff Keighley, who, Tom, I'm seeing your face right now. You have no idea who Jeff Keighley is.
Nope.
Jeff Keighley is this video game journalist who, oh, God, he's like best friends forever with Hideo Kojima.
So he's
like
a nerd.
You gotta be a nerd to be in this business. But he's trying to take this stuff seriously, and every so often, like, it used to be partnered through Spike and shit, and that was garbage. But
see, that's the only way I watched it.
Right, yeah, but he wants to push this thing, so it's on, like, Twitch and streaming and all this other stuff. So this year, actually, of all years, they do a lot of world premieres and everything, and, like, that's kind of, like, the big thing. And what sucks about these award shows is, like, they'll do these big premieres, they'll do these big spotlights on things, and then, by the way, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, best handheld game was Metroid Return of Samus, which, by the way, you're all welcome, because that's the Rude Boys bump.
Hell yeah.
Just saying that. You're welcome, Nintendo. And they'll just blaze through awards. Like, what are we talking about? It's like the Oscars don't do that, obviously.
Right.
The Oscars do that for the smaller technical awards, but like not like, best handheld game, best action game, best VR game. Like, what?
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
What did get premiered, though, talking about Jeff Keighley's best friend forever, is Hideo Kojima's new game, Death Stranding. And this trailer is absolute bonkers. And Tom has not seen it. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little pause, and Tom's going to see it. And as soon as we're done, Tom's going to describe what he just saw. I can't wait for this. So we'll see you in 8 minutes. Bye. And we're back, everybody. Tom, all right, describe what you just saw in the best details you can.
Babies in Daryl Dixon's mouth giving a thumbs up. Water creatures from the day the Earth stood still. No.
Happening?
Happening? No, the one Tom Cruise.
Oh, the War of the Worlds. That wasn't him.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked really bizarre. Definitely going to be down on playing that.
Sure.
Males holding babies in little canisters and umbilical cords. Some dude rapidly aging. A lot of bonker shit going on in there.
Classic Kojima.
Yeah.
Classic Kojima. But, like he's known for this shit. Like,
right,
for this
right.
Wacky stuff. This, like, fucking meta thing. So he released two videos, right? I think one last year, Game Awards or something like that, or PSX or something like that, and then another one, like E3 or some shit, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Fans, right, took those two videos, put them side by side, and started seeing similarities between, like, that baby shows up in, or that baby, a baby, I don't know.
Right.
It's this weird thing, like, the baby almost, like, shows up in one video, disappears, and then shows up in the next one. Like, at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, he's on some next level thinking. That guy is...
No, he's on some next level drugs.
Sure, yeah. He's living in 30... He's living in 3017.
Yeah.
We're all here in fucking 2017. But, yeah, that's what you saw. And that was the biggest takeaway from the Game Awards.
Okay.
Blitzkrieg News. What else we got? Because we're back into this. Is that last of the game talk? I think so, right?
New Portal game.
Oh, new Portal game,
coming
yeah.
out, which...
But, hang on. There's a caveat to this, because it is not a Portal traditional game. It is a bridge builder Portal game. So it's 2D, yeah. But I'm a sucker for Portal. Tom and I played Portal 2 co-op, which was a great time. When it clicked, the puzzles, it was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear good things about when they did the Lego Dimensions, they did a Portal set. I've heard really good things about that.
Yeah, you've heard a lot really of good things about Lego games.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Legos are pretty good games.
Sure.
What else we got?
We have Batman Ninja Anime.
Which Tom is seething at, but... It looks cool, doesn't it?
For different reasons.
Why don't you like it?
Well, I'm sick of seeing that name.
Right. That's a technical issue on our part.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks cute, if anything.
Are you not big on, like, taking Batman out of, or really any character out of their... Like, what about, like Spider-Man Noir? You know what I mean? Like, here's that character, here are these people, but we're just pulling them out. Or they did the Avengers, 10 million BC, you know what I mean?
I think
I'm
just done with Batman.
Really? Okay.
Like, I'm tired.
Okay.
I get it.
It's definitely oversaturated.
He could beat Goku, he could beat Superman, he could beat the Hulk. All three of those characters can just crap on him and kill him.
Right.
Okay. Like, I'm just tired of Batman. That's pretty much...
All right, so you're hitting Batman fatigue.
Yeah, I mean, we all know who my favorite Batman character is, who is a better Batman than Bruce Wayne will ever be.
All right, that's another topic.
That's a whole other topic.
But, I mean, it looks cool. That's about it. I like that stuff only because you're taking those characters you're familiar with and putting them in a different theme. So in this case, it's... fucking feudal Japan with ninjas and samurai and shit. Like, that's cool.
You can do that
with Spider-Man. You can do that with anybody, and I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I'd watch that.
I'm not saying I won't watch it.
Right.
Like, you know,
you're getting a little over it.
I'm not going out of my way to go to, like, Best Buy the day it comes out and be like, okay, let's watch Batman anime.
Right.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Well, we got Ryan Reynolds as Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, so we talked about this, I think, on the first edition of Blitzkrieg News.
Yes, we did.
So, Detective Pikachu now has a voice, and he's going to be voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Which is making a lot of those Danny DeVito fan castings very sad.
Aww. But, poor little fans.
Yeah, well.
Poor little fans.
That's another thing. Again.
Yeah.
But, hey, we talked about this. I'm pretty sure we did this. That's another rude voice bump. You're welcome, Ryan Reynolds, for the work, because I know you're really crying for it.
You're struggling.
Yeah, man. What else we got?
We got... Woo-hoo! The Infinity War trailer.
Rude Nation, you are also welcome for this.
Yeah.
Because we made this happen. Like, you can say what you want, but we were talking about it. We reached out to our representatives. We reached out to old Kevy, and we got that pushed out, man. You're welcome.
Boom.
And it looks fucking sick.
It really does.
And I'm glad, so glad how that came out.
I think I'm on viewing 20 of that trailer.
I'm a sucker for that, and I'm not a sucker for trailers. And for some reason, man, that is just making me so happy, seeing all these characters that have been built up in the films. And, all right, I'm assuming that y'all seen it, but, like, the last bit, the Guardians show up, and I'm like, I'm watching this whole video, and I'm like, I'm not wondering where the Guardians are. I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait for this. And then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, the Guardians are here. And, like, I knew it, but it was like I forgot it in the beginning of that 2 minutes, 10 seconds video.
It just, like, my favorite part in it was when, like, Black Panther was like, hey, get this man a shield, and Cap just walks out of the shadows. I was like, you know, and I finally, like, I haven't gotten that Avengers goosebumps.
Right.
In all the trailers that have come out since the Avengers. This one, I got those goosebumps back.
Yeah, no, I agree. I went back, I watched the Age of Ultron trailer, and, I mean, it's a shame, and that could be a whole other topic on itself, the fact that they just had Ultron for one film.
Yeah.
It's the same way how I feel like they just had Apocalypse for one film.
Right.
But, whatever, it is what it is. And, but yeah, I didn't feel like that. Like, yeah, it was spooky, it did the whole, you know, child's music well. But, I mean, that film was like, yeah, alright, that was alright. I mean, don't get me wrong, we could be just built up in the hype, and this could be garbage, but I don't think it's gonna be.
Oh, when Thanos knocks out Iron Man.
Just friggin', like, just without even socked them?
Using the hand without the gauntlet, mind you.
But it reminded me of...
destroys them.
It reminded me of your boy Matt Damon in, the Jason Bourne, the most recent one, where he just, like, punched the dude, knocked him out in one shot. Like, it was just like, oh, fuck yes, that's great.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. There are so many parts of that, like, and there's a lot of speculation that there's going to be a death toll in this movie.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah, because they got to start refreshing their people.
A lot of people are saying Spider-Man.
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't believe that. Die in this one, and Tony gets the whatever gem can bring back.
Soul Stone, I'd imagine.
The Soul Stone.
Right.
And brings, like, dead characters back.
Well, speaking of, this has been a rumor. We're just going to be talking about this real quick. The Soul Stone. You think you're going to see it in Black Panther?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I agree. All right, what's the next thing we got?
We got a very early Dark Phoenix look of Sophie Turner.
Right. Looks flamed out.
Yeah. She looks good. Yeah. You know, I mean...
And we saw some concept art and shit. Yeah. So, like, nothing major, but, like, enough to be like, oh, yeah, this movie's still working. You know what I mean?
But I'm not getting psyched for Dark Phoenix because I've been hurt.
Right, yeah.
I've been hurt before.
I would say post-First Class, they've kind of been on a little... They've been trending downward a little bit outside of, like, Logan and Deadpool and stuff like
that. Right, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's still a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Unless
Disney and Fox talks finally go through,
yep.
The X-Men are home,
right?
Which will be,
and the Fantastic Four,
the X-Men are home, and me and my brother were talking about this, that, like, you know, one of the stingers that they could do at the end of Infinity War is, like, you know, you see kind of Doctor Strange opening up a portal.
Oh, shit.
And all of a sudden, you don't see a face.
Right.
You just see claws pop.
Oh, shit.
Like, and the cool thing is, Hugh Jackman said this is the only way that he'll don those claws again.
Same with Patrick Stewart? Did he say that too? Or he said he was done with being Xavier from the get?
Money talks, bullshit walks.
Fair enough.
Right. So, but, like, you know, Hugh Jackman really wants to be in the MCU.
Sure, yeah.
Like, he wanted to be in the MCU the day he put the claws on.
We were just talking about this before the thing. Like, I would love a movie that takes place in World War II that's dealing with Captain America, Steve Rogers, and Wolverine's up in the mix, and fucking
Namor.
Throw fucking Sabretooth in there, sure, or and Namor, that you could introduce him that way.
Yep.
Like, I would love that. Like, the one thing about First Avenger is that it doesn't give you that much wiggle room.
Right.
But they could fucking make it work.
Absolutely.
Like I would love that so much, but.
Yeah.
But speaking of that stuff, by the way, just to get this out of the way, that also is more properties outside of the Marvel stuff. So that is the Alien franchise, Avatar, the Avatar sequels, which make money regardless of what you think. I've still never seen them, but I'm okay with that. But there is more on the table outside of just getting X-Men and Fantastic Four and I guess whatever else they have. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Back in the mix. But hey, that could also open up the animated series for release, which I would be super hyped for. I wouldn't watch them, but yes.
Yeah, I know. I know you wouldn't watch them. How's that Spider-Man
animated series going? It's up there, don't worry.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, All right, but this is going to open up our first episode of Tom's Soapbox. Tommy, what's your gripe? All
right, look, you fucking fanboys, listen. Just because Disney is going to be buying Fox doesn't mean you have to cry and whine. Deadpool's going to be PG-13. Wah, wah, wah. Guess what? Read a goddamn comic, you goddamn nerds. Fucking Deadpool is more than dick and fart jokes. You know, just read a fucking comic and stop being so goddamn butthurt and just be happy that we could have a whole goddamn universe, you twits. Wow. Have a good day.
All right, cool. That was Tom's Soapbox. So yeah. What you been up to, Tommy?
I have been... All right, well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has re-debuted. Right. Season 5 takes place in future and future space now.
Space.
So, yeah, it's weird. It premiered 2 hours, like a two-hour movie.
Sure.
I dig it. You know, okay. It has all your favorites. The only guy I didn't see was Fitz, which after last season, you're kind of like, all right, well.
Oh, spoilers.
Fitz is the new Ward. You're like,
oh, oh really?
Fitz. Yeah.
Okay. I think I dropped off around season 3.
Yeah, you need to get back on it.
I want to catch all that Ghost Rider shit, because I think, I saw clips, and I think that looked really cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah, I got to try that, but add that to the list.
Yeah, I know. I will.
All right, so what else you been up to?
You know, Kabam just updated, and they have a Contest of Champions, and there's a whole new event with MODOK.
MODOK?
MODOK.
Interesting.
And
what is the name of MODOK again? M-O-D-O-K?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, I thought you were asking me what it stands for.
Mind, organism...
MODOK.
Design... on killing.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. And they also put the Taskmaster in, which is pretty cool.
Taskmaster's pretty cool.
Like, that's pretty badass. So,
who'd win in a fight, Taskmaster or
Deathstroke?
Deathstroke.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. I will have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
I honestly though, I'll put my, as of now, I will put my money on Deathstroke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And that's really all I've been up to besides reading. Fighting people away that have, like, you know, the plague that's been going around.
Nice. Winter cold, so I gotcha. So,
but yeah, I've just been,
excellent.
Trying not to get sick.
Excellent.
What about you, my friend?
All right, so, I've been playing a little more Mario, getting over 500 moons in the game. That game is just so much fun. Like, I just try to, like, it's been a while.
It's been a while!
Since I 100% in a Mario game. Because, like, the other games were just, like, they were a little tricky, and plus I didn't have the time, but I'm getting close to 100%ing this.
Nice.
So I'm working on that. What else are we doing? So we were playing Metroid, Return of Samus. Returns.
Yep.
Return of Samus is the Game Boy game. Samus Returns.
Yes.
Blech.
Just...
On 3DS, I was playing on Fusion Mode,
okay,
and that is so fucking hard.
Is it?
Two hits, you're dead, regardless of what your health is at.
Huh.
Like, it almost, like, one hit is 50%, the other hit is the other half.
I'm
like,
dealing with that on normal.
No, don't get me wrong, the game is hard, because, like, if you don't parry or like, quick enough, but, like, this is brutal.
Right.
But, I mean, whatever, it saves pretty often enough, which is good. So, I'm in Area 3 in my second playthrough. You're in Area 4 on your initial primary playthrough.
Uh-huh.
So, that's a thing. I picked up Monopoly for Switch, because my girlfriend's a big Monopoly fan. And it is super basic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing to
cry home about.
Whoa. That's good. That's real good. So, that's a thing that happened. What else we got? Everything else is kind of Star Wars themed, and we're right up there by that Star Wars, so let's talk about it right now. Or I'll talk about my stuff right now. I watched The Force Awakens with my girlfriend.
And what did she
think? She liked it.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
She's not a Star Wars fan. She saw 4, 5, and 6, the original trilogy, through sleepy eyes, because she did not care for it at all. But hey, that's fine, whatever. It's not for everybody. And she was worried, and she wasn't really worried. She was asking that if she didn't remember anything in 4, 5, and 6, that would she be okay. And I was like, yeah, this is fine. It's like a soft reboot almost.
Yeah.
And watching it again, this is my second time watching it since we saw it in theaters. It's kind of like a bunch of kids playing Star Wars.
Okay.
Like, because it's like, because you got Rey, who's almost like a super, first off, super Mary Sue character. Like, she's great at fighting and flying, and mm-hmm. she's also a great force wielder.
Right.
Which, hey, whatever. It just seems a little, you know, Luke had to go through three movies to get some sort of decent force powers. But they're really shooting it up there. That's fine. Whatever. I don't care.
We'll look at her possible lineage.
Exactly. That's there too. But she's super Mary Sue. But she's also like almost like a big Star Wars fan. Like, oh man, you're Han Solo. You flew in the, you know, this thing.
Right, yeah.
But like, it's almost like, which is fine, again, for lifelong Star Wars fans, it's a little like, eh, all right, whatever. But for new fans or like people like my girlfriend who are not familiar with it, she can see a movie like this and just like understand it real fast. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So that's cool. And yeah, once Han Solo ate it, spoiler alerts, like, and Chewbacca was really sad, that was upsetting to me.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, man, because, like, Chewbacca, you know, he just howls and grunts and shit, and then yeah. he did that, and I was like, oh, no, that's your buddy.
Yeah, and I know people are all about, like, yo, we love Poe, we love Finn, we love Rey. I really like the character of Kylo. I really like Kylo Ren.
He needs to still warm up to me a little bit, because as much as Rey is like 0 to 60
right
on a possible Jedi scale, he's like 0 to $150
right
on the Sith scale, and it's cool, but a lot of it is like, I don't know if we're trying to put the progression, because like, I mean, they're doing shit you didn't see when the Jedi were fucking kicking ass in the prequel trilogy. Like, I get you didn't see a whole lot of Jedi magic and shit in 4, 5, and 6, the original trilogy, because, like, you know, Luke was really the only one, and Vader was a robot. Like, right, you know, I get that. But now they're doing these bizarre things, and yeah, I get that it's, you know, 2011 when the movie came out. Not 2011, holy shit, 2015?
You're really bad with your years.
Yeah, well, it's usually the case. Drink.
Yep. I don't know. The one character I don't trust is Poe.
Really?
I don't trust... You know what? He got captured by Kylo.
Right.
And the First Order
right.
in the beginning, right? You didn't see him again until what? Mid-movie almost?
No, him and Finn escaped.
Right, but again, you didn't see... You really...
Because I think they were trying to, like, presume that he was dead. I
don't trust
him. Taking him at face value. He had a ton of opportunities to turncoat. I don't think it's going to happen.
Just remember, every second movie of a trilogy...
Uh-huh.
Heavy shit goes down. Empire. We find out that, you know, Vader is Luke's father. Spoiler alert.
What happens that's big in Attack of the Clones, Tom?
Anakin...
I mean, besides the Clone Wars.
Anakin loses his hand, and you really start seeing him going
towards the dark side. He kills all those sand people, the Tusken Raiders.
I killed them all. The women, the children, all of them. All
right. I know you want to play sound clips from that movie, Tom, but, like, I can't. I'm going to have to maybe edit that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to check with our lawyer, see if we can leave that clip of Hayden Christensen legitimately talking in Attack of the Clones.
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. Anyway, Star Wars, you know, we're going to blend right into that. I was playing Battlefront 2. I red-boxed it.
I'm sorry.
I'm playing the single player. I don't want to touch... I use this on Twitter. I'm not touching that multiplayer with a 10-foot gaffy stick.
Yeah.
What is a gaffy stick?
I'm sure it's... Just shut up!
It's the stick the sand people use, the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, okay.
So, if the single player is, like, super mediocre. If you were to take out all the Star Wars stuff, like looking at cool aliens and flying all the cool ships, it would just be such a boring first-person/third-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it jumps around so much. It doesn't have a very solid narrative outside of... Oh, geez, like, you know, like an overarching plot, but because they're bouncing between planets, which, oh, by the way, are also maps in the game, so hence why they can use the stuff. The game is a multiplayer game first, single-player game second, which I knew going in, but it is just, it's not really that great, and the only thing keeping me there is, like, the little bit of Star Wars piecing. The flying shit is so good. Mm-hmm. I like that. It brings me back to Rogue Squadron, and I wish that there was a rumored... Whoa. There was a rumored Wii game mm-hmm. that was going to collect the N64 Rogue Squadron game and the two GameCube games. And hearing about the developer Factor 5 talk about it, they were like, oh, we had GameCube controller support. We had all this. We had all this. They were going to put a fighting game in it, too. Like, they were crazy about it. And don't get me wrong. Like, there's a lot of passionate fans about Star Wars and who are in the business. And I know that those people were also making this game, but it is just not that great. It's not what I wanted. Hearing about, we were talking about Visceral getting shut down and having their game get canceled or paused or whatever the hell, moved somewhere. Hearing about it, reading about it, it just wasn't, that wasn't going to be what I wanted either.
Right, right.
The best thing you can do, I mean, don't get me wrong, like the production value from, we're getting into Star Wars talk, the production value from Force Unleashed, that was fine. Like, I like that. Rogue yeah, Squadron, sure. I like that. This Battlefront game is really not doing it for me, except for the little fighting stuff. And again, I've Redboxed it, so I'm only getting a charge per day.
Good.
And I didn't drop $60 or $48 if you have Gamers Club unlocked at Best Buy, which you should all have because it's a great fucking deal. And I'm kind of happy I didn't drop full price on good. This.
So on
the... But I'm going to still finish it. You're going to hear about it next time, definitely, because I'm sticking through it. I got to.
So on the Dweebometer.
Dweebometer, uh-huh.
What would you give it?
I'm very confused with the Dweebometer metric we got going on. This is something new. Define it.
You have from one dweeb to 10 dweebs.
That doesn't really solve it.
Where do you
I'm going to put it right in the middle.
So
I'm going to give it five dweebs. No, I'll give it 6. Because if I was to take away all the Star Wars stuff, it'd be like a 3.
Yeah.
But the Star Wars stuff is really buoying it up. And, you know, I'm apologizing for a game that I'm not liking, but the stuff I really like about it, I really like.
Yeah.
So that's it. Mean... And maybe I'll play around with, like, the arcade mode and fly around so I can be like, oh, this is fun. But the single player is just not worth it, period. Yeah. So that's all I've been up to.
Okay.
And we've been talking a lot about Star Wars.
So we might as well just jump right in.
Let's jump to Star Wars. Star Wars talk. So I know this is the Rude Boys Gamecast, and we've been on game topics from every episode we've done, regardless of what you all think. No wrestling talk, no movie talk, but we got to talk about the movies. We got to talk about the Star Wars films.
Sure.
Tom, what was your... You don't have to go movie by movie, mm-hmm. but just what was your movie experience? Like, how did you get into them in the films?
Honestly, my... first Star Wars movie I ever saw was Return of the Jedi.
Okay. And Return was like my favorite one growing up.
Yeah. No, same here, is because that was my first one.
Right.
And then, I forget, I it was one of my uncles, and they were like, hold on, you never saw the first two?
Right.
Hold your horses. And I think I watched Return of the Jedi like twice in one day, because we sat and we watched the original trilogy, so.
Okay.
Very just,
What about the prequels? So you saw,
I
mean, not to call your age out, but you saw Return in theaters or not?
No, not.
I mean, the original viewing, you saw the special editions?
Special editions I saw in theaters, yeah, gotcha. Like in the 90s.
Yeah.
As for the prequels, I've seen them all in theaters.
Right.
I mean, I like them all for different aspects.
Yeah.
Like Darth Maul in Phantom Menace. Darth Maul,
absolutely.
My favorite scene in Attack of the Clones is when they're in the
Which arena. Is not a thing some people say, but continue.
Hmm?
My favorite scene in Attack of the Clones. Yeah. Like, no one says that. But
like, when they're in the arena and you just see all the lightsabers pop off. Yeah. Just one of the greatest, like, things. And then, honestly, I like Return of the Sith. Because, Revenge of the Sith. So much shit happens.
Which is funny. For some reason, like, last weekend, I was looking for something... Return of the Jedi related,
mm-hmm.
and for what I was calling it, Revenge of the Jedi, which is the original working title. But for some reason, it was just bleeding into my brain like that's what I was supposed to say, and I caught myself like I'm saying 3 times I've said that for whatever reason. But no, I'm with you, man. And we saw Force Awakens together. Mm-hmm. We saw Rogue One together. We're gonna see Last Jedi together, without a doubt.
I
didn't watch Star Wars growing up until like this was like getting about to be the buzz around the special editions. So what I did was I rented the original ones, the original theatrical, before the special edition, and I watched those.
Nice.
I watched them with my father. With my father, we saw the special editions, all 3 of them. With Episode 1 and 2, Episode 1 I think was like maybe one of the last movies, one of the only movies I got for a midnight showing, maybe even Attack of the Clones too. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
And I don't really do that anymore. Yeah. We saw that. And funny story with Attack of the Clones, which is something probably everyone says. Those romance scenes are just so, like, cringeworthy.
Oh.
But, okay, so I'm watching it with my dad, right? And, like, Natalie Portman's got this friggin', like, garter or something.
Right, like, push-off garter.
She's popping out in every which way. And the dudes behind me and my dad are just making lewd gestures, making, like, slapping sounds like they're, you know, stimulating themselves.
That might have been me and my friends.
Oh, yeah? Imagine. But I was so embarrassed and awkward, and I turn around, and my dad's knocked out. Like, he is asleep. Probably was asleep at the opening crawl. Like, but it was just so funny, because, like, I'm embarrassed, but I'm also like, that's really fucking funny. I'm not going to lie. Because, like, again, yeah, Natalie Portman's popping all out, so, hey. Something's working in this scene.
Exactly.
Revenge of the Sith I saw a week before release because a friend of mine's brother worked at a theater, so that was super cool.
Nice, but yeah, nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was like, oh, great, I can see this a week before ahead of time.
Right.
And yeah, like my growing up, Return of the Jedi was my favorite until the Special Edition, because the Special Edition just turned into Cartoon Town with the CG.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Georgie.
Yeah, thanks.
But I have a way better appreciation for Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because I think that's just the best Star Wars film, bar none.
Sure.
A New Hope, honestly, doesn't really age that well, because, I mean, it was in the 70s. Don't get me wrong, like there's a distinct lack of CG and a distinct lack of computer graphics, which is fine, but, like, right. You can kind of see where, you know, it's like, oh, that was a miniature, I get it, or whatever. Like, that could just be me being a Star Wars fan and knowing this shit, but it's like, I was trying to watch it with my girlfriend, like we mentioned earlier, and I'm like, man, this is... It's just like the lighting, too. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the budget, I'm sure, it was gigantic for Empire as opposed to A New Hope. But it was like, man, you can really see, like, this looks old. It's good.
Sure.
But it looks old. I would say it's still top three. And my thoughts of I like the prequels for different reasons, like you were saying. Like you said, Darth Maul, Jango Fett, I thought was cool.
Natalie Portman was cool.
Natalie Portman popping out.
I hated Grievous.
You really hated Grievous?
Grievous
was a bitch. In The Clone Wars, the cartoon... That came out before episode 3, Grievous was fucking awesome. Honestly, that cartoon was awesome. Everyone should go look that up if you can.
Guy that did Samurai Jack, I believe, right?
Yep, and Dexter's Lab.
Yep.
Yep. It aired on Cartoon Network, and they were like 15-minute
episodes,
except for the last one, which I think was like 20 or minutes or something like that, because that led right up to Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, Grievous had such a good... It was such a good idea. This robot, this cyborg guy, alien, who had four arms and killed Jedi and collected their lightsabers and would, like, buzzsaw people and then immediately gets wasted in this first major fight. Whatever. It's my same problem with Marvel villains, that they poorly build them up when they should be built up for a while. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I already mentioned Force Awakens seems like kids playing Star Wars, and that's fine. Rogue One was really cool.
Rogue One was fantastic. Yeah.
I like that it was free from the trilogy. Like, you didn't really have to get into the Force. You didn't have to get into the...
Right.
It was Star Wars.
Exactly.
It was a spy war. There was fighting. Like, it was a war. Like, that's what you kind of forget, because you see lightsabers and you see Darth Vader, and it's like, yeah, those are people in the saga, but, like, you know, guys like Wedge Antilles, guys like Lando, like, those are fighters in the war.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah, and I remember talking to someone, they were like, they couldn't let one person live. And I'm like, that was the whole
really
point.
Really kind of the whole point, yeah. But don't get me wrong, like, if you let, like, a robot live or something like that, okay. Like, you could bring them back in Last Jedi or something like that. But, like, yeah, you're right, that was the point. This was a suicide mission.
Yep.
To get the plans for the Death Star so that you could...
Destroy it.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. So you could give the Rebellion hope.
A new hope, if you will.
Interesting. Yeah. They're really heavy-handed with that.
They really are.
No, in Battlefront 2.
Oh, are they?
Like, they really kind of... It's like, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You saw Rogue One, too, right? Yeah, I get it.
When I watched Rogue... Like, when we first watched Rogue One in theaters...
Oh, we gotta get to that. Okay.
At first, it was like, you know, when Vader goes... Don't choke on your aspirations.
Yeah, and he that was a little pun more than
and I'm like, all right, really? And honestly,
that was a dad joke.
That, it really was. That movie made Darth Vader the number one horror movie villain
absolutely
of all time.
Absolutely. Like, they want to talk about, like I'm sure there's stuff in the comics that, you know, Vader's a badass.
Or in the
legacy books now, or in the books now, I'm not too sure. But, like, you get glimpses of it that, like, Vader is a fucking killer.
Yeah.
And you get it in, like, even, like, Revenge of the Sith. Like, yeah, he kills the younglings, but you don't see it. Whatever. But, like, he wastes those dudes in the Republic Cruiser.
Yeah.
The Rebellion Cruiser. I'm sorry. Right. The Rebel yeah. Cruiser, whatever. He just wastes them, and that is something that since 1977, people were not begging to see, but people were like, oh, this guy has some weight. This guy has some killer instinct. And here it is. And, oh, my God. Something going on, but whatever. The hype train.
Yeah. Going back to Vader being a badass, there's actually a recent comic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like Star Wars Legacy or something like that. And he's surrounded by a bunch of rebels. And they're like, and he's, you know, the rebels, they go, you're surrounded. And he's like, all I'm surrounded are by a bunch of dead men. And he uses the force to pull the pins on the thermo grenades.
Uh-huh.
And then he uses a force bubble to protect himself from the explosion. And I was like, holy crap.
I'm super down for that, man. I'm super down to see more of that. And obviously it's impossible unless they do these more of these little side stories. But that's pretty cool.
But then you get the other end of Vader, where you... Again, I think it was the following issue where you see the flashback of him as Anakin building C-3PO.
Sure.
Because C-3PO was captured or something, and they were like, oh, sir, should we melt down this droid? And he's like, no.
Right.
Like, he gives C-3PO a pass. So.
But that was, I mean, that was something that came out after the prequels.
Oh, yeah. Right? This is just, this was, like, recent. So.
Right, because we talked about this. We opened this up to the Rude Boy community on our Facebook and our Twitter account, and that was something that got brought up, was that someone was talking about seeing their scene in Empire as... Before Han Solo gets frozen in carbonite, Chewie goes a little nuts, and everyone's ready to blast him, especially Boba Fett.
Right.
And Vader basically stops him. And it was brought up, and it's a theory, absolutely, that Vader stopped Boba Fett from shooting Chewbacca, because Chewbacca at the time was carrying C-3PO on his back. And it's stuff like that. Like, I don't know if we want to give George Lucas that much credit, but...
Well, Lucas didn't direct Empire, so...
Right, but he wrote it. He wrote it. And, I mean, he could have maybe seen that and then been like, oh, well, this will be a fun thing. And look, it's a fun wrinkle to put into that, absolutely. Like, when in Phantom Menace, when he popped up all wiry and shit, like, that was like, oh, shit, like, wow. Like, that, and then that makes sense when you look at scenes like Empire, when you see that, be like, oh, man, like, that is why Vader didn't do that. And there's, like, a lot of fan art with, like, Vader, like, after he gets blasted or something, like, when C-3PO's in pieces, you see him holding up the head or something like that. It might have been in the comic. It might have been fan art.
I think you're right. I think it was in that
Like, you
comic,
see him remember. And like, that that stuff like that's cool.
And
like,
it is funny when C-3PO goes, oh, thank the maker.
Right.
You're thanking Vader right now.
But his memory got wiped. Regardless, okay, so then I've had a conversation with some people at work where they call R2-D2 and C-3PO scumbags because they lived through the prequel trilogy and they don't mention any notes about... They don't mention that, like, oh, hey, by the way, Anakin Skywalker is Darth Vader and, you know, the Death Star plans like this.
Right.
They got their memories wiped.
Exactly.
Sorry, my friend from work, but...
Yeah.
Because they got their memories wiped. They're not scumbags.
I think it was Jimmy Smits.
Yeah, he told
he was just like,
Bail Organa.
He was like, wipe their memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, that's their way of clearing them out from that. Because,
right.
I mean, you know, you can be like, well, why aren't they talking about all the events of the Clone Wars and all this stuff to everybody? And it's like, well, they got their memories wiped. Don't get me wrong, R2 could have gotten his memory not wiped, but he, you know, he's got a little bit of he can't really talk, you know?
Right.
Only some people can understand him. But that's what I think.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, surprisingly, Luke Skywalker can. So, you know.
Well, yeah, you get that sometimes.
Yeah. But going back to Rogue One, our failed attempt at going to see it the first time.
Yep.
So we tried a different theater.
Right, that we're used to.
Than the one that we normally go to.
Right, it was a nice snowy day.
Nice, yeah.
So everyone's going to the movies.
Sure. And we get up to the windows, we're hyped, we're like, yeah, Rogue One! Yeah, every showing is sold out until 5 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, no, not Rogue One.
So what did we do, Tom?
We go to McDonald's.
Right.
Get some breakfast.
Nice Irish joint, right.
Then we go get some Baileys.
Yes.
We put in our coffees.
Yep.
And then we watched the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yes, we did, which I have a... it's a bootleg copy because it's never been released officially. So it was a bootleg copy.
It was something.
It was definitely something.
It...
And it was a lot of fun to watch.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
It really, you know, my big takeaway with that is it made the Empire evil. Because it was doing these evil things to
around the holidays.
Kids.
Yep.
Well, that too, yeah. But they were being dicks.
Yeah.
It was like straight up Gestapo right there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can't compare them, but it's like, yeah, like that's some bad shit. Like, they're like destroying Chewbacca's kids' toys and like getting real friggin' threatening with the Chewbacca's wife.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like, it's like, good Lord, this is like embarrassingly evil.
Yeah, and then you have Grandpa Chewbacca who just goes to watch Wookiee porn.
That is.
And I'm like, dude, your daughter's getting threatened.
That's a thing right there.
You know, like...
Good old crazy grandpa, Lumpy,
you know,
or whatever the hell his name is.
Seriously,
yeah.
Like, it was... I was like, what is going on here? And
right.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Honestly, I would watch it again with a group of people.
Sure.
Like if a group of people are like, all right, I've never seen this, all right, we got some shit.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
it's not canon anymore, so sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, so that was pretty much all. We touched on all the movies. Now we got to get into it, man, the video games.
Sure.
So you growing up, were a big fan of Super Star Wars.
Yes,
any
I
of
was.
The other ones, or just Super Star Wars?
I mean, I played Rogue Squadron.
No, I mean the Super Empire Strikes Back,
oh.
Super Return of the Jedi, or just Super Star Wars? You
well,
have no idea.
I like the Super Nintendo games. Like,
okay.
I mean, but
you have no idea.
Like, Super Nintendo Star Wars. You're
flipping me off right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Super Nintendo Star Wars, I don't know. I really liked. And I know it's trash. I know it's yada yada. I dug it because I wasted a lot of time on
sure.
it.
Sure. I mean, I only played that game when it came out on a Wii Virtual Console.
Right.
And, yeah, that game's hard. And I dislike it. Yeah. Not because it's hard, but because it's just, like, it's obtuse. And back in the day, I'm sure I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking all about this. But, like,
mm-hmm.
not so much. My first Star Wars game that I really got into was Rogue Squadron.
Okay.
And, no, Jesus, I'm sorry. Shadows of the Empire. How could I forget? Me and my nephew would play that game constantly.
Okay.
I think I
ever played it.
Really? It's,
yeah.
Okay, so Super Star Wars to you
uh-huh.
is Shadows of the Empire to me.
All right.
That game, Shadows of the Empire is not a great game.
Okay.
But back in the day, it was like, yes, this is all you're about. You're playing as Dash Rendar, which is basically just a knockoff Han Solo with a beard. With a jetpack, and he's got a robot, and he's got a knockoff Millennium Falcon, and he fights Boba Fett. Because what he's doing is he's hired by the Rebellion.
So he has the Centennial Falcon.
Oh, Lord. It's called the Outrider, actually.
Bad jokes.
But that game, I was all about growing up. And, I would really like to give it another shot.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah, because, like, it's so corny. And I've read the junior novelization, too. Like, I mean, that was cool because that was,
wow,
like...
You are all about it, huh?
Well, that was, like, the first bit of, like, pushed out LucasArts Star Wars stuff. Like,
okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong, comics and the books, yes, yes, yes. But, like, this was, like... Remember when they did Force Unleashed a couple years ago?
Yes.
Several years ago, actually. This was that back then.
What year?
They had game. I have no idea. 1997. 1997, 1996. I'd say right before the special edition it came
okay.
out. All right, cool. Because the Outrider was in A New Hope special edition in the Mos Eisley scene. All right, check me. So maybe he is canon. Boom. The events though are not canon. So what the fuck was I talking about?
You're playing as
played as a knockoff on Solo.
Yeah.
They pushed the hell out of it. They made a toy line of it. They made comics and books and video games. So like they were like, this is like the. It's like, you know, you're starved for Star Wars content right now. Official,
right.
Again, even using that phrase is a little weird, but like official from LucasArts, from like high up on top. Here you go, Shadows of the Empire.
Sure, sure.
Cool shit.
Okay.
I talked about Rogue Squadron for the N64.
Mm-hmm.
That game was great. That game was really good.
I think Rogue Squadron was also on the PC. I remember playing.
Oh,
it
I think
on
so
PC.
Too. Yeah, I think you're right. I think
yeah.
it might be out now on like Steam or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
I mean, it's
going to
look aged, but I mean, it was good.
Steam
for
does
what
a
was.
Good job, though. Right
yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, that stuff is cool. Like, if they were to release it, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, if they were to do a excuse me a collection of Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader,
mm-hmm.
and Rebel Strike, which are the three Rogue Squadron games, I would buy that in a heartbeat. And, I mean, they made it for Wii. It never panned out because LucasArts got bought by Disney, and that wasn't really what they wanted to do, whatever,
sure.
whatever. Actually, thinking about it now, because now that shit's not canon, so they may never release it.
Nope.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Wimpity-womp.
But anyway, they were really good games. Rogue Squadron especially Rogue Leader for the GameCube.
Okay.
GameCube launch title.
Didn't we try to play that?
What we tried to play was the co-op version of that game, which was in Rebel Strike. Right. Rebel Strike was the third in the trilogy. Rebel Strike introduced on-foot missions, which people did not like.
Right.
But it still had good flying, and it had the entire second game available for co-op. But how they were, how they, I guess, adjusted the difficulty was they just doubled the amount of enemies.
Oh, it's trash.
Yeah, and it wasn't playable because it was so impossibly hard because we just kept getting swarmed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to still say this. One of my top video game moments is playing the Battle of Endor on Rebel Strike. Oh, my God. On Rogue Leader. It's really hard. They have a really weird naming convention.
Sure.
Because it's like Star Wars, Rogue Squadron 3, Rebel Strike, Star Wars, Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Leader. Like, oh, my God. I'm so confused. There's a lot of R's and L's and S's. I'm very confused. You know me. I've had a couple Molly's, the drink, and yeah, I'm having a hard time putting what.
Well, two of my favorite Star Wars game moments.
Uh-huh.
Game moments.
Okay.
Is when you had me do Battlefront on the PlayStation VR.
Jesus. Yes.
And
I'm going to have to post that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to have to post that up.
Yo, online. I definitely, like,
So in Battlefront, the one that came out a couple years ago, there's a VR mission, if you play it on this PS4, and you have PlayStation VR. And that is a very cool moment. That entire sequence is super cool.
So cool. Because
it's so immersive. You can press any of the buttons in the X-Wing. Yep. It's really cool. Tom got a little disoriented, almost crashed into an asteroid, and it screamed out. Oh, my
screamed.
God.
It was
and
funny.
And I caught it all just by, like, on Snapchat. So I had 10 seconds, and I caught it beautifully.
It was pretty fantastic.
Oh, my God. But that was a cool sequence. I'm not going to lie. That alone was worth my purchase of the original Battlefront.
Sure.
Which I got for, like, $5. But still, hey, that would be worth... I would have spent, like, $9.99 on just that VR alone because I'm not playing Battlefront at all.
Right.
So what's your other one?
When you're playing as Vader in Force Unleashed.
Yeah, man.
It's like, I'm just going to go around and toss Wookiees all over the place.
The Force Unleashed, man, like, for its... We were talking about Rey being a Mary Sue. Like, Starkiller in the game is like, a very... Like an author-created character. Like, mm-hmm. He's super strong in the Force, and he's Vader's apprentice, and he helps build the Rebel Alliance. Like, it's a lot of, like, wank-wank, but... Technically, it's great, man. Like, they had some super cool, like, collision and explosion detection or whatever. Like, it looked great. And, like, you're right. Like, you're on Kashyyyk in the prologue of Force Unleashed, and you're just killing Wookiees left and right.
Just destroying them.
I actually played that game twice. I played it once on Xbox 360 for the technical powerhouseness at the time, and on Wii for the motion controls.
Okay, nice.
And both
nice.
were great. Like, yeah. I mean, they did a good job. I'm going to say dumbing it down for Wii because, like, the graphics still looked fine, but definitely nowhere near where it was on Xbox or
PS3.
Exactly, yeah. But, I mean, for what it was great. Like, I mean, because, I mean, at that point, you're just really worried about the controls. And the controls were fine.
Yeah.
I never played Force Unleashed 2.
Neither did I.
I read those two books.
Okay.
And, well, because I know, read. Oh, my God. I've only read a handful of Star Wars. I've only read a handful of books, first off. And I've only read a very minority of the Star Wars books. But the sequel of Force Unleashed is just so, like, man, this was not really necessary. Like, it was because, all right, spoiler alert, Starkiller dies.
Right.
And his death basically gives hope to the Rebel Alliance to build that up. Because, like, the family crest is, like, the Rebel Alliance logo or some shit, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. It's not canon. It
kills me.
So in Force Awakens 2, it turns out they just make a clone of Starkiller. But now he has memories and stuff, and they bring Boba Fett in there. Yeah, exactly. So it's really like, man, this is just not necessary at all. But
you got the dual wheel.
Right. I would like to play the sequel. I would like to play the sequel on... I think it's backwards compatible, so I'll play it on that.
I'm actually going to look to see if it's on the PSN.
I'm sure it is. Ooh.
I doubt it is.
I'm going to... Because here's the deal. I know it's backwards compatible if you had the disc and you could put in your Xbox One. I don't know about any sort of backwards compatibility with the PlayStation 4. I'm going to doubt it.
Sure.
But, you know, that's it. What other Star Wars
games?
Memories?
So there's also
Knights of the Old Republic, which...
Yes.
I know you've never played.
Right, you know, just a couple of minutes.
I've seen, you know, my brother play, and that, you know, was just a really nice-looking game. And
yeah.
I would like to see if it's on, like, Steam or something.
Right, yeah. I'm sure that is. I downloaded it free for, like, my Fire tablet, and okay. I'm not going to play it on my Fire tablet.
No, definitely not.
It is newly backwards compatible on the Xbox One if you have the Xbox disc. So I'm going to hunt down that Xbox disc and give it a shot. I played it maybe for like an hour, less than, because I just wasn't big on RPGs at the time. Mm-hmm. Still really aren't, but I mean, I'd give it another shot, okay, absolutely.
Good.
Something else on Xbox that I played actually back in the day was Republic Commando, which came out between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, something along that time. So you're playing as Republic Commando, and it's a squad of four clones.
Okay.
And they all have, like, their own specialties. So one's, like, a explosives technician, a sharpshooter, etc. Like it's kind of cliche in that aspect. But you're going and, like, basically killing dudes against the Empire, you know? And what sucks about that game is I actually got stuck because I was in a firefight in, like, the third mission. And I think it's only three missions. So they're big chunks of the game. So I was stuck in the last third of the game with, like, no ammo. And that's where it saved me. So, like, I couldn't proceed because I couldn't survive this firefight because I didn't have ammo. And every time it would bring me back to the save point, I had no ammo. So,
all your blaster would do is overheat, let it cool down.
Well, no, this was like, you know, because they're Republic Commandos, I guess they were specialty stuff. Plus, it's a first-person shooter, you know? Okay. They're not making it like... The Battlefront games do that pretty well, where it's like, if you want to keep rapidly shooting the gun... It will overheat.
Sure,
and you have
to
cool down.
Yeah, like the turrets and whatnot.
Yeah,
the
handguns.
Yes,
in
you're
Battlefront,
right.
But in this game, no, it was like legitimate straight up ammo, and it was just I couldn't go any further,
and that sucked.
But I had a good time with it. Outside of that, I just hit a wall. That was it.
Okay, all right. So I can't bust your balls on it.
No, I legitimately could not proceed without, because I think I couldn't even go back and get more ammo because, like, it probably, like, put me into a room where I couldn't leave. Again, it was kind of a bullshit situation I was in.
Dumb.
But what are you going to do? Like, I had a good time for what I played.
Sure.
I mean, talking about Battlefront, like, Battlefront 2, that came out for PlayStation 2 and Xbox,
mm-hmm.
like, I loved the hell out of that.
See, I liked the first one better.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I liked the whole fact that it... Because with the first one, wasn't it, like... the second one, rather. Like... You had to control, like, different platoons of it?
It was the same thing. Mm-hmm. The only thing that Battlefront 2 did, if I remember correctly, the only thing Battlefront 2 did to the Battlefront formula, was it added the prequel people. So it added the Republic and the Separatist Army.
Okay, yeah.
So you had your clone troopers and
your
battle
droids,
right? It had heroes in it.
Right.
Like... As a focus, which was a cool part. You could actually have all the heroes fight.
Sure.
Or villains at that, but, I mean, whatever. And vehicles. Like, space vehicles. Space battles.
Right.
That, I think, was it. I don't remember there being, like, a strategy element
I might
to
be
it.
Thinking of something else.
Okay.
Totally
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a ton of fucking Star Wars games
right.
back in the day. And what sucks is that it's kind of, like, dropped to a trickle.
Yeah.
Now, because they're really trying to pinhole what Star Wars can and cannot be. But, whatever. And they have varying quality. I hear the mobile game is really good.
Which one?
Oh, God. I don't know. Fucking card battle one? Really?
It's bad.
Is it? Okay.
You have that one. You have Galaxies, which is like, you can have a group of like...
Maybe that one? I don't
know.
You
can have Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan. One of the dudes from like Rogue One, like all in a party together. And then you have Arena, which is just... You know, you go and you destroy your enemy's area, and then you could call it an airstrike.
So maybe not that one. It's almost like an RPG where it's like, I guess you got cards. Okay, can I let me finish my description, please, before you run down my fucking throat? Can I go?
Are you done?
Can I go?
I'm going to tell you're wrong, but yes, you can.
It's not like there wasn't much of a strategy element to it. It was like 4-on-4. That was it. That's what you were describing?
That's Galaxies.
That does not sound like what you were describing.
That was Galaxies. Well, no, because there were several games. There's Galaxies, and then there's Arena, and then there's, Armada, which takes all place in space.
I don't know anymore, man. I just heard good things about it. I have not
played
it.
Yeah, it's
the only one who apparently played it, maybe, is you.
It's one of those, you don't have to pay to play.
Right, but...
But it makes things easier,
which... You pay to win, sort of thing.
I'm not for. I'm not about that life.
I'm not about that. I'm not about that life.
Nah, definitely not.
All right, what else? So, any more game
memories? None that I could think of.
I'm pretty good.
I mean, they, you know...
I'm going to post my collection up, I think, on the Facebook group. I got all those games minus Battlefront 1, the original. Not the original. Holy shit, the remake. I don't remember because I don't think you saw it. There was talks of a Battlefront 3 to come out for early Xbox 360, PS3.
Okay.
That looked awesome.
Really?
Yes. And unfortunately, it never panned out. And this is the Battlefront we get now.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Should I talk a little more about Battlefront 2? I feel like I discussed the single-player stuff. I think the whole drama behind it, don't get me wrong, is absolutely warranted. And it really shouldn't be where the business goes.
I feel bad for you that you have to keep talking about it.
Like, it's topical, though, because it's Star Wars hype.
Sure,
it's
but...
It's the newest Star Wars game to be released.
Sure.
And it's just... It just ain't for me, buddy. Like, I would love, if you were to just be like, hey, Sony, you know what? Here's the Star Wars license. Go crazy. Make a great game because, hey, Uncharted does well for you guys. Horizon does well for you guys. God of War does well for you guys. So you guys must be doing something well. Instead of doing something right. Instead of giving it to EA, who's all about, like, oh, Destiny's doing this one thing, and Call of Duty's doing this thing, and this and this and this. Like, if you were to bust it out and just give it to, like a Sony... I think they would do great behind it because there are passionate people in the video game industry who can do it and who aren't going to be saddled by making things have microtransactions or making things are, you know, giving you, you got to spend money for cards to increase your attributes, all right? And I mean, don't get me wrong, Star Wars notwithstanding, this is not how I want to play my video games.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to my brother the other day, the company that does Marvel Contest of Champions, Kabam, I would love to see them do like a fighting game like that for Star Wars. Yeah, okay, fine. You can pay to play. It's not necessary.
Right.
I have such an extensive roster.
Right.
And
I think Kabam does like a Transformers game too, right?
Yes, they do.
That'd be something I'd look into.
You know, that or like let Blizzard do a Star Wars game.
Don't get me wrong, man. I don't think EA is going to be hanging on to this license for much longer.
So. After this BS? No.
Especially after this BS. And honestly, the Battlefront 2 sales have not been great. I mean, especially with, you know, Last Jedi coming out in a week. And, you know, it's a fucking Star Wars game.
Sure.
And it came out in the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not doing well. But, I mean, people are also saying that could be, people are fatigued about Star Wars. But, like, dude,
but then you got people like
how
me.
Many Marvel films have we seen this year alone? How many comic book films have we seen in the past 5 years?
Sure.
They're still kicking ass. Exactly. They're still kicking ass. It's not franchise fatigue. The only thing you could say if it's franchise fatigue is if Last Jedi tanks.
I don't think
it ain't going to tank.
I think what I really think it is, I think there are...
Rude Boys exclusive. Last Jedi, not going to tank.
Exactly. There are more people out there like me who... saw what EA was doing and
didn't want anything
just
to do with
like it. No
yeah.
you're not getting my money EA ever
exactly,
again
exactly why I Redbox it. I mean yeah. I don't know about again if they do something cool
they won't
they suck.
No you know what that's for
they
sure
fucking
man. They just
suck
won't. Stick to your Maddens stick to your NHL your NBA stick to your sports games EA do what you know best and stop fucking us.
Oh, it's a mini Tom soapbox right now.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine. Any other
couple
books or anything?
Books,
comics?
Toys? Well, comics we touched upon. You have the two...
Well, you know, I'm sorry. The comic books, the graphic novels were great. I read Dark Empire, which was like the unspoken new trilogy.
Okay.
Because that was like when Luke would get a little close with the dark side.
Sure.
So that was kind of
a little chummy.
Exactly. Like I said, the Shadows of the Empire one. There was one that came out. It was placed before A New Hope. It was called like the Yavin Vasquilla or something like that. It was basically like I'm not gonna lie. I never saw the movie Cannonball Run.
Okay.
But I saw the movie Rat Race, and it was basically Rat Race, And Jabba the Hutt and all these other gangsters put together, like, the all these groups of scoundrels and bounty hunters and stuff, and they have to, like, capture this thing for the Empire.
Okay.
And the art is super cool. The art is very much like manga plus Batman the Animated Series. So it's very expressive. It's not, like, realistic or anything. Right. They're not trying to be like, oh, I really need to draw Harrison Ford in this cell. Like, no, it's cartoony as shit. Okay. And it's super cool. And, I mean, if you like about bounty hunters and stuff like that, and I don't see that anywhere, like, people talking about this, because I must be mad, but I really like this one. Okay. Also, Crimson Empire was a cool... I don't think they made a book. Yes, yeah. About... Yeah, like they dealt with two of the high-ranking...
Sure.
Emperor's guards.
Yeah, I know
really
they...
cool stuff.
I know they did one about Darth Bane...
Yep.
Oh,
big time, man.
I think they did one about Plagueis, Darth Plagueis.
Possibly,
too?
Yeah. Like, yeah, the stuff that happens, like, in the Old Republic timeline, oh, dude, I could not tell you a thing about that stuff.
Exactly.
Like, the Mandalorian War and stuff. They had Star Wars, I think it was the original title, Star Wars Legacy. Like, now Star Wars Legacy is a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. But they had a Star Wars Legacy comic franchise before Disney bought LucasArts, and it dealt with the Skywalker lineage fucking thousands of years into the future. So, like, the Sith are back, and, like, there's 8 of them, and they're all wacky Darth Maul tattoos.
So,
the guy who is the newest Skywalker is like Luke plus Han Solo.
Okay.
So he's, like, a scoundrel. Like, he knows he's a Skywalker, and he's just like, I don't want that life. He's not all about that life.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Was it? I mean, one of the greatest things I saw was Star Wars, the whole story of one family fucking up the galaxy.
Man, fucking Skywalkers, bro. Which, the new trilogy will hopefully step away from the Skywalker name, I hope. Dude, that's why I liked Rogue One, was because you...
Right, sure. Right now,
refreshing.
But right now, it's not, because, I mean... Okay, fine. You know, Kylo Ren's real name is Ben Solo. Spoiler! But he has Skywalker in him.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
100%. You know,
Skywalker.
Fucking, well, we know Rey is Luke's
I don't think they're going to go that route, but we'll find out. I don't think, though.
In a week.
I don't think so. We're going to find out in a week, baby. Later this week.
Yep.
As per post. Any books? I read the two zombie Star Wars books.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, it was, I think it was called Red Harvest and Death Troopers or something like
that.
It was basically like a virus outbreak. And it was pretty cool. Like, it was a little spooky. I mean, it's basically just, like, write a zombie book, and just, like, control F, find all the spots you could put Star Wars in.
Sure.
And just put Star Wars in it.
Like, okay.
It could have been, like, a zombie outbreak took place on an Army base.
Yeah.
But it's not an Army base, it's a Star Destroyer. And they're not soldiers, they're stormtroopers.
Yeah,
like,
I've never read a Star Wars book.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not a big reader, so as long as the chapters are quick and easy and I feel smart reading it, then that's what you get out of me.
Okay.
There's a book that came out. It's called From a Certain Point of View, I'm interested about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bunch of mini stories that take scenes from all the films.
Okay.
And just not necessarily flip it, but put it from a different point of view.
Interesting.
So, like, maybe someone's in Mos Eisley Cantina and they see all that shit go down between Han and Greedo. Or someone's at Jabba's Palace, and they see all that other shit go down. Like, that's kind of cool. I'd watch that.
Yeah, sure.
I read that. And I know they brought back Thrawn, who's a big-time...
Right, yeah.
...legacy character. And I'd like to read that, because I never was in on... I was never about that.
Life.
I was never about that Thrawn life.
Darn.
That big, beautiful, blue...
Bastard.
Bastard.
You big, beautiful, blue bastard.
Anything else? Toys? I think I got a case of fucking
Power
of the Force characters upstairs.
Yeah, I got a bunch of the reissues at my mom's.
Yep.
So.
I think I got... I'm looking at the AT-AT right now. I got the Millennium Falcon right there. Don't get me wrong, I plan to, like, maybe display this stuff. Spoiler alert to my girlfriend. But, you know, I think I can make it look cool.
You mean... No, that's not an AT-AT. That's an ATA.
Don't...
I
don't have many...
Got him.
I don't have
got
many geek pet peeves, but... Here's the deal.
Anytime I can get Chris, I'll get him.
AT-AT. Oh my god, I can't even. I'm seething. I trusted you. You were supposed to.
You were supposed to be the chosen one.
You're supposed to bring Bowser the Force, not destroy it. Yeah, I have only a few geek pet peeves, and it's speaking out acronyms instead of saying them for what they are. You don't call a chicken walker an atsit. Do you? Right?
No.
Exactly. So why would you call it an AT-AT?
Look at that.
To fuck with me.
We got a Chris soapbox. Oh, and on that note, you beautiful bastards.
Big beautiful blue bastards.
We will be posting pre-going into the movie and
post-leaving the movie.
Coming out of the movie. Apparently this is news to Chris.
It was, but hey, whatever, man. We're Rude Boys. We roll with it.
Surprise!
Speaking of the Rude Boys, if you want to reach us on Twitter, we're at RudeBoys469. You want to hit us up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/RudeBoys469. We got a YouTube, which we're going to hopefully try to build up maybe a little bit here and there. I'll be posting some things, maybe getting some more Star Wars hype going. We can be reached on our YouTube page at bit.ly/RudeBoys RudeTube. And all these links can be available in the info tab. You just hit that info when you're reading, listening to this podcast. You know what I mean? You just hit that info and you're like, oh, look at these links. Let me click some of them. Let me follow them on Twitter. Let me like them on Facebook. Let me get into the discussions. Because we did have some great discussions, which we really kind of bypassed. Like some guys in the community, they were talking about how Jabba the Hutt's a savage, which yeah. He absolutely is. I mean, he's a fucking gangster. He's just not going to be touched by the Empire. He just operates at his own free will.
And how the Empire does not want to fuck with him.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm sure if they needed to, they would, but they use him more as like an ally than a adversary. So, I mean, you got that. What else came up in the conversation? Some Daisy Ridley GIFs by one of our favorite Star Wars fans who really is just a big disappointment. And you know who you are.
Big disappointment. Big
disappointment you are. But besides that, a lot of good talk.
A lot of good talk.
A lot of hatred talk. For Ewoks, which is going to mirror your hatred for porgs when we come at The Last Jedi.
I'm going to eat a fucking porg.
Maybe they're delicious. I don't know. They look like little chickens.
Yeah, I hope Chewbacca just grabs that little bass and goes,
I don't think that's going to happen.
In
this PG-13. This family movie. Yeah.
Well, he could be having PTSD. He could just go being crazy.
Oh, that's right.
His best friend died.
That's right.
Though maybe he could. Though now Chewbacca is free from the life debt.
The life debt, that's true. So. That is true. But anyway, we were in the middle of our outro. Of
course, bitch-ass Harrison Ford wanted to die.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway.
Yeah, go back a couple episodes. Yeah. I think it was episode was called Harrison Ford's a Bitch.
Yep.
And you can hear Tom's hatred towards Harrison Ford.
Annoyance.
Can't and now it was hatred then, but it's annoyance now.
There are a lot more drinks involved.
That's fair. Anyway, we're in the middle of the outro. We're the Rude Boys. RudeBoys469 on Twitter. All those other links are in our info. I'm at Tesh Herms, TEH_SHERMS.
I'm at Tommy_Cash with a K.
Perfect. And we're going to see you very soon, actually, for some impromptu List Jedi talk. So stick around, folks, and we'll see you when we see you.
Peace.
This has been a Wall Street Bangers production. Yeah.